the Space Cowboys starting lineup. They are breaking for the national anthem. You're listening to Sugar Land Space Cowboy Baseball along the Space Cowboy Broadcast Network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Great job by the young elementary school doing the national anthem. All right, let's take a look at the Sugar Land Space Cowboy lineup with Bryce Matthews, designated hitter, leading it off, followed by Luis Guillorme, second baseman. Shane Whitcomb, first baseman, hitting third. Quincy Hamilton, right fielder, is in the cleanup spot. Jesus Bastidas, shortstop, bats fifth. Tommy Sacco Jr., left fielder, will bat sixth. Zach Short, big home run last night. Game-tying home run in the ninth. Third baseman, he's batting seventh. Hitting eighth and catching, Joe Hudson. And Kennedy Corona, center fielder, batting ninth. Top three, Matthews, Guillorme, Whitcomb, Hamilton, Bastidas, Sacco, middle three, Short, Hudson, Corona, bottom three. And on the mound, right-hander, Aaron Brown. And for all of the exciting play-by-play action, here is Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Gerald. Space Cowboys do turn to the righty Aaron Brown tonight. 6'4", 230-pound right-hander who was a ninth-round pick by the Astros in 2021 out of Middle Tennessee State. Last season, he primarily pitched with AA Corpus Christi, going 3-7 with a 4.50 ERA in 22 outings at AA. Did earn a promotion to AAA Sugarland towards the end of the year. Made five starts for the Space Cowboys, 22 innings, gave up 13 runs, walked just eight, and struck out 15. So he makes his first appearance here with the Space Cowboys tonight. Sugarland is once again in their home white jerseys tonight. They have Space Cowboys in block navy lettering with a space background outlined in vice blue across the front of those white jerseys. They have navy names and numbers outlined in vice blue on the back of those white jersey tops, white pants, orange piping down the side, and they wear the navy caps. As for the Comets, they are in their Dodger-ish blue jerseys with the word OKC and that Comet script across the front. They have those blue numbers outlined in a lighter blue on the back, gray pants, and blue caps. Brown readies and deals. And the first pitch is taken a little low and outside for a ball. So we're off and running at 6:09 here in Sugarland. It's Ha-Sung Kim, left-handed hitting, shortstop batting for OKC. Brown down to the belt and delivers. And a 1-0 check swing is a little tall. So two balls and no strikes to Kim. Kim made his stateside debut in last night's game, signed out of the international pool by the Dodgers this last year, 2-0. And he takes the shade high, so it's three balls and no strikes to Kim. Hit the ball well a couple of times in last night's game. He was hitting down in the sixth spot, but bounced into a double play, also lined out sharply. Takes a pitch outside here, and it's a leadoff walk to the shortstop for Oklahoma City.
Defensively for the Space Cowboys, Brown is on the mound, being caught by Joe Hudson. Shea Wickham over at first. Luis Guillorme is the second baseman. Jesus Bastidas at shortstop. Zach Short is at third. Kennedy Corona in center, flanked and right by Quincy Hamilton, and in left by Tommy Sacco Jr.
So man on with nobody out, and here's Dalton rushing. The pitch is on the inner edge. That's a called strike from our home plate umpire, Edwin Jimenez, tonight. Rushing homered in the game last night. That came in his second time up. He went 2-for-4. He also singled in the eighth inning for OKC. Takes a little in, and it's even at a ball and a strike now. The catcher for Oklahoma City. Rushing a strikeout victim and a ground out as well last night when he served as the designated hitter hitting in this spot. Pickoff throw over to first. Kim with a dive back in, and Whitcomb puts the tag on his back as he does. Well, this is more like what you would have liked the whole day to have been yesterday. I don't see a cloud in the sky. It's 85 degrees at first pitch here in Sugar Land. 1-1 hoisted left side, and that'll lob over the net, foul. Count goes to 1-2 now to rushing. Slight breeze is blowing in from right, maybe slightly towards the left field foul pole here at Constellation Field. Because we're starting a little bit earlier, the shadows are just encroaching on the very front slope of the mound. So Brown is in the sunshine, and then as the ball crosses over the front slope of the mound, it comes into the shadows. 1-2, that's high with a fastball. Count goes even at 2-2 now to the catcher rushing. Ha-Sung Kim over at first after his leadoff walk on four pitches. Brown readies the 2-2. And that is just a little outside. He tried to go backdoor with a breaking ball and narrowly missed. It's a pretty good looking pitch. So now the payoff. Here it comes to rushing, and instead another pickoff throw as Kim goes diving back in. Rest of our four-man umpiring crew tonight. There is Ghani, our crew chief, is at third. Charlie Welling is at second, and Raul Moreno is at first. Brown the payoff, and that is swung on and tipped into the mid of Hudson. It's a punch out for the right-hander Brown.
Got him on the change, swing and miss. That previous pitch, I think, helped set up that pitch of the changeup, the fastball outer half of the plate, and just missing. And rushing, coming up empty. I think he was looking for a fastball.
So now it's the switch hitter, Alex Freeland, who will bat left-handed. As a fastball misses high, it's one ball and no strikes.
Also remember that the pitchers, as of this moment, they've got the advantage of pitching in the sunlight than that ball coming into the shadows.
1-0. Bunted foul by Freeland. Tried to drop it down. It goes trickling back to the backstop. Right now, the left side of the diamond is also in the brilliant sunshine. Jesus Bastidas, who got the night off from the field last night, has a big pair of sunglasses on his face. None for Short over at third base. Brown just above the belt with the set, and here's a 1-1. Low and in, a nice backhanded pick by Hudson on a pitch down in the dirt. That was the slider.
Talked about the difficulty for a hitter to pick up that ball. Also, the sunlight as it is setting to the west. The left fielder is going to have to battle that sun with the stands right in front of him.
And tonight, that's Tommy Sacco Jr. for the Space Cowboys, who is primarily an infielder. 2-1, a changeup spins high and out, and it's 3-1 now to Freeland.
We saw Shea Whitcomb get the start in left field in last night's ball game. Now Whitcomb over at first base.
Now the 3-1 to Freeland. Here it comes. And that is over for a called strike.
Three straight batters in which Brown has gone to a three-ball count to.
So he walked Kim, struck out rushing, swinging. Now he's got a full count here against Freeland. 26-year-old Brown sets, and here's a payoff, and that is lined to the opposite way. Sacco backing up on it. He tracks it down and makes a running catch out in left field. Sharp liner that time for Freeland. It left the bat over 100 miles an hour, but he hit it right in the range of Sacco.
Again, re-emphasizing how tough of a play that is. He made it look routine.
Especially for the fact that tonight is the first game in his minor league career that Tommy Sacco Jr. is starting in left field. Well, apparently it's going around the Astros organization. So now it's James Outman, and he swings at the first pitch on a rocket through the right side for a base hit. Kim will touch the inner edge of second and cruise into third as Outman collects his first hit of the season after he went 0 for 4 last night. Came up to the plate not waiting for a pitch and comes away with a base hit to put men on the corners with two outs.
Got a fastball around his thigh in and turned on it from Brown.
Well, scouting report on the right-hander Brown, four-seam fastball, changeup, curveball, slider, cutter, and occasionally a sinker. First pitch home to Michael Chavis, and it's looped back foul for strike number one. No score between Sugar Land and Oklahoma City as we play with two outs here in the top of the first inning, just underway on this Saturday night.
That's a lot of pitches you have in your arsenal.
0-1. A bouncer over to third, fielded as Short shields his eyes, but he recovers, comes it cleanly, and throws to first for the out. Well, we talked about the sun, and Short is able to handle it there, and Brown gives up a walk and a hit, but nothing else in a scoreless top of the first inning. We head to the bottom of the first. It's the Comets nothing, and the Space Cowboys coming to bat on the other side on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Oklahoma City held off the board in the top of the first inning, so the Space Cowboys will go to work against the right-hander Carlos Duran. Hard to miss out there on the mound. 6'7", 230-pound right-hander from the Dominican Republic, originally signed as an international free agent by the Dodgers back in 2018. So Bryce Matthews, who ended the game last night, stands in from the right side here. Ron readies and fires, and the first pitch nearly hits him. Fastball goes buzzing under his leading arm for ball number one. I talked about it when the game ended last night, but Matthews has now delivered a walk-off winner in each of Sugar Land's last two regular season games. Takes an elevated sinker at 93. It's two balls and no strikes. Matthews was hit by a pitch on the last regular season game here at Constellation Field to end 2024, and then obviously had the walk-off in the ninth inning last night. 2-0. Up and in again, it's 3-0. Space Cowboys, 10 walk-off victories last season. The 3-0 pitch. And Matthews takes the entire way. It's a called strike. Sinker found the inner edge at 94. Matthews had taken one step towards first, but home plate umpire Edwin Jimenez calls it for a strike. Glove over the face, now down on the 3-1. And Matthews watches as a slider misses downstairs. So the first off-speed pitch for Duran misses low, and it puts the leadoff man on for Sugarland.
Defensively for Oklahoma City, Duran on the mound. Dalton Rushing is behind the plate. Michael Chavis is over at first. Austin Gauthier is the second baseman. Kim at shortstop, Freeland at third. Outman in center field, Rosario in right, Ward in left.
So here's Guillorme. First pitch to him. There goes Matthews. The pitch is a little outside. The throw one hops and knocks away, but it stays just near the infield dirt. However, Bryce Matthews is into second with his first steal of the season. So the Space Cowboys, who remember last night, they ended up drawing a grand total of 8 walks in the ball game, but they couldn't quite move those runners over. The only man that they got into scoring position from those walks was because of an error. Tonight, Bryce Matthews puts himself in scoring position early on. Pitch was a ball, so now the 1-0. Guillorme takes the letter high strike. Now, that was one aspect of Matthews' game that we didn't see a ton of whenever he got up to Sugarland last season. He didn't steal as many bases for the Space Cowboys. This is grounded the opposite way. Long run over, out of the reach of Kim, and into left field. Matthews had to hold up to make sure that the ball didn't get caught or scooped up and he didn't run into an out. But Luis Guillorme with a dribbling single through the left side, and the Space Cowboys have been on the edges with nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning.
It was very interesting the way that Matthews approached going over to third base, because he had a good jump off the bag at second, but he waited. The ball by Guillorme was not hit very hard, so Kim still could have made a play, but he was shaded more towards the bag at second because Guillorme, a left-handed batter, he kind of come a long way. But Matthews trying to be careful, getting only to third base.
Well, especially now with Shane Whitcomb coming to bat, men on the edges, and the first pitch to him. Here it comes. This is swung on and fouled back, a sinker at 96. Adrenaline flowing a little bit now for Duran. It's 0-1.
Well, Duran, the velocity 94 to 96 with that fastball and a sinker. Got the change, a curveball as well. Command has been his biggest problem.
Right-hander holds the 0-1. Whitcomb watches as a sinker comes over for a strike. That was at 96.
Definitely has the movement and the stuff, but he has problems with control and command.
0-2. And Whitcomb down, swinging on a slider, moving away from him. So a nice bounce back by Duran to get the first out. And with one out, it'll now move to Quincy Hamilton.
You see the potential there from Carlos Duran with that slider going down and away. He has really good movement on those pitches.
Well, last season, after missing all of 2023 with Tommy John surgery, he ended up pitching across three levels, finishing with Oklahoma City last year. Pitch on the way is a bouncer right side, ranging to his right is Gauthier. His only play is going to be to first, but that's going to be an RBI ground out for Quincy Hamilton as Bryce Matthews scores, and the Space Cowboys lead at 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning.
Great job, Hamilton, just putting the ball in play over on the right side of the infield where Matthews can score walking home. Gauthier, also give him credit, making a good play, ranging over to his left, making sure that one didn't go to the outfield, because if it does, then Guillorme has a chance to go from first to third.
Also, with how hard Hamilton hit that and where he did, Space Cowboys avoided a potential inning-ending double play, which they hit into a couple in last night's game. Now it's Bastidas with Guillorme at second, and a slider bends over the inner corner for a strike. It's 0-1.
Gauthier, for a split second, looked to second base and then thought better of it by going over to first. But for Gauthier to get to that ball was a good job.
Yeah, the second baseman, he's got great defensive range. Back to second by Duran and the 0-1. And Bastidas thought about it, but he holds off on an elevated sinker at 96, and it's even at 1-1. Bastidas in last night's game, 0-for-3 with a walk and 3 punch-outs. Guillorme leading off of second. Now the 1-1 taken outside, and the count goes to 2-1. Looking at Duran, though, you mentioned the control aspect for him. Last season, in 53 and a third innings, he did strike out 73 batters, but he had 32 walks as well, mostly between High A Rancho Cucamonga and Double A Tulsa. Bustitas takes a slider, is there for a strike. Now, Sugarland last night as well, obviously only two hits until they got to the ninth inning, but they did a very good job of not striking out. They had 8 walks to 9 punch-outs in last night's game. The second and the 2-2. And Bustitas chases there, a slider moving away from him. Duran collects his second strikeout. However, the Space Cowboys get on the board first thanks to an RBI groundout by Quincy Hamilton. Sugarland with a hit in that inning as well, as they strand one. We move to the second inning on this Saturday night. It's the Sugarland Space Cowboys 1 and the Oklahoma City Comets nothing on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit Constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
One nothing in favor of the Space Cowboys as we start the second inning. It'll be Rosario, Fiducia, and Ward, the 3-2 up here, against the right-hander Aaron Brown, who worked around a couple of men on the edges to get out of a jam an inning ago. So here's Rosario. All three hitters scheduled to bat in this frame are lefties. Pitch on the way. And a breaking ball cuts in for a strike. It's 0-1. Brown, 19 pitches in the first inning. 9 of them were for strikes. 0-1. Misses the outer edge with a changeup. It's 1-1. And a lot of Brown's pitches were just like that in the first inning. They were right around the edges of the zone, but not quite into it. 1-1. Pop back foul, and the count is 1-2 now to Rosario. Rosario, in last night's contest, 1-for-4. He singled back in the third, but then he popped out, grounded out, and struck out. 1-2 is a fastball outside. So the count's evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Close stance for Rosario. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Pop foul again over on the left side. Well, for Aaron Brown, he's not one of the guys who rates as a top 30 prospect in the Astros organization. But when he was coming out of high school, he went to Vanderbilt for his first year of college, then pitched at State College of Florida before settling in Middle Tennessee State. But he has been a stalwart in the Astros minor league system each of the last 3 seasons. This is the outer edge here with a changeup, and the count's gone full to Rosario. He is ranked in the top 10 in the Astros farm system in innings pitched in each of the last 3 seasons. Down to the belt, the payoff. And that is at the top of the zone. Strike 3 called on a changeup. Rosario is going to use his first challenge of the night. He thought that was high. So we'll get another look at it here on the ABS challenge. And it was right there at the top of the zone. Rosario with a little bit of a push off with the bat as it kind of gestures it away. But by the rules of ABS, that's in there for a strikeout, and that strikeout is presented by Now and Forever. By Victory and Now and Forever Gas, where every fill-up feels like a grand slam.
At the top of the zone and to Rosario, he was looking for something else.
Backdoor cutter is in for a strike to Hunter Fuchsia. It's 0-1.
You know, last night, of course, we have the challenge throughout the entire season this year, and we didn't have one until the fifth inning.
0-1, the fastball is a little below the knees.
I beg your pardon, we didn't have one until the seventh inning.
Well, it got very late before we had our first challenge. Oklahoma City ended up challenging three pitches last night. Whiff and a miss by Fiducia on a changeup, and it's 1-2 now. The left-handed batting designated hitter, who also homered in the game last night. He homered to right in the eighth. Fouls this one, a high arcing foul down the third base line. That spoke to the zone for Darius Ghani, though, last night. He was very consistent, but also you had a bunch of strike throwers on the mound last night. 1-2 offer. Wave and a miss. It got him on another changeup. Brown has struck out back-to-back batters to start things here in the second inning. Bring up Ryan Ward.
He got him on a changeup. He got rushing on a changeup, too, a swing and miss changeup in the first inning. So the changeup has resulted in two of the three strikeouts.
First off, her breaking ball curve is over for a strike. It is 0-1. Space Cowboys leading it 1-0 as Ward fouls this one off of his leading foot. He's down in some pain, tries to stand up, and now will roll over and take a seat. As he fouled that pitch off of his leading foot. He's got an ankle guard on, but obviously that caught him somewhere else. So for the first time this year, not a name you want to see is Griffin Boynton. Josh DiLoretta, the athletic trainers for OKC, come out and take a look. There's a cutter in. Get another look on Valley Sports Live. That's never a spot you want to see. It fouled off of his kneecap. Off that leading foot, or off that leading leg. The good news is that now Ward is to his feet. We'll see if he's all right.
Walking outside the batter's circle, trying to get back some feeling into that kneecap. Maybe it hit him just below the knee, around the shin, but regardless, he's okay, and he's going to get back in the left-handed batter's box.
Well, in any time that you have a foul ball off of the knee like that, you just are curious and hope it's not a case. The one that I always think of is Christian Yelich back in 2019 when he was having borderline another MVP season for the Brewers. Ward's back in here, and the pitch to him is a backdoor changeup off the plate. So the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2. Ward, a little flare out into left field, and that'll dunk down for a base hit. Ward a little hobbled as he comes out of the box, obviously still feeling the effects of that foul ball off of his leg, but had a good upper pitch cutter to just loft out into left and had time to go down the line. We'll keep an eye on Ward now after he got out of the box, and you can see just a little bit of a hobble and that extra hop on that left leg to give him a respite from the right leg. Now it's Gauthier. And the first pitch to him is a slider for a called strike.
Yeah, he didn't want to give up that at bat and come out of the ballgame. And he showing a lot of toughness and grit, being able to fight through that pain.
0-1 is a little low. It's even at a ball and a strike, not a Gauthier.
I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out of the ballgame after this half inning and they have a defensive replacement for him.
No. Oklahoma City is functioning with a two-man bench right now. This pitch is low. As a matter of fact, both teams are. in this ballgame. The Space Cowboys have Colin Price on their bench this evening. As the set, and Brown delivers home the 2-1. That's a little low and outside. For Oklahoma City, their bench tonight is Cody Hosey and Chris Oakey. So they just have a natural infielder in Hosey and then a catcher. 3-1 pitch. Up and in, and that is ball four to Gauthier. So Gauthier, who was on the bench last night, works the walk. That's going to let Ward stroll to second base as Brown issues his second free pass of the night. So the lineup turns back over to Ha-Sung Kim. 1-0 Space Cowboys leading it here in the top of the second inning, thanks to a Quincy Hamilton RBI ground out in the bottom of the first. First pitch slider on the inner half for a strike. It's 0-1.
Brown's thrown quite a few pitches in these first two innings.
Went back to second in the 0-1. Inner edge strike with a changeup. So it's 0-2 now. It's a Kim who walked his first one. You know, you can see there that Kim was maybe thinking of challenging. But because Oklahoma City has one left, he doesn't. Instead, he lines this one out into right field. Hamilton is heading back, and it's over his head and stops at the base of the wall. That's going to let Ward come around and score. Here comes Gauthier to the plate. The throw is up the line, and it's a two RBI double by Ha-Sung Kim, his first hit in the Dodgers organization, and it gives the Comets a 2-1 lead here in the top of the second.
Trying to get him on the change. It was down and in. It might have been even a ball, but he went out down and golfed it. Couldn't be choosy with two strikes. Good pitch recognition. And Kim with some power right there.
Hamilton might have been playing in a couple of steps. And then that ball was just a line shot. 98.9 off the bat. Ha-Sung Kim. And Oklahoma City with one swing has taken the lead.
All with two outs, too. There was two outs with no one on after back-to-back strikeouts of Rosario and Fiducia.
Think about how big that at-bat is for Ward and how after he found that ball off his kneecap, he stays in the game and comes away with a single and then scores from second on that play. So with two outs still, it's rushing as Brown belt high set, the pitch on the way. And that is served into center, but Rushing snaps his bat on a smash as this will be playable in the sunshine for Corona. He's there to catch it for the out. However, Oklahoma City takes the lead thanks to two hits, including the double by Ha-Sung Kim as we head to the bottom of the second. It's Oklahoma City 2 and Sugar Land 1. Now this from your local stations.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes, all in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
2-1 in favor of Oklahoma City as we start the bottom of the second inning at Constellation Field. A reminder that the Space Cowboys are back at Constellation Field coming up April 8th through the 13th. And join the Space Cowboys for Championship Weekend presented by Visit Sugarland coming up on April 11th and April 12th. On April 11th, the first 2,000 fans will receive a Space Cowboys Championship jersey. And then on April 12th, it is our first championship ring giveaway. To get your tickets, head to slspacecowboys.com. Tommy Sacco Jr. leads it off for Sugarland. The first pitch to him is a backdoor slider for a strike from the righty Carlos Duran, who left the mound trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the first and now has a 2-1 lead to work with after the double by Ha-Sung Kim that scored two. The set and the 0-1 pitch. And Sacco right back up the middle for a base knock. So after being on the bench last night, Sacco rips one up the middle, and that'll bring up Zach Short.
Slider, and he was able to get a good swing through the zone and just line it right back up the middle.
So the Space Cowboys, as they did in the first, with a leadoff base runner against the righty Duran, and the pitch, and Short goes after it and pops it up. First base side in fair territory. Chavis right near the back, and he drops it in foul territory. He stepped into foul ground. Sacco did the right thing. He had to stand on top of the base because the ball was coming down right there. But I think that Chavis, having to navigate with Sacco, he just missed the catch, and that's a missed out. And a tap of the chest there for Chavis, who says, yeah, I should have caught that. But credit to Duran as he turns over and gives his first baseman a little clap there. Says it's all right. So a very eventful strike one to Zach Short.
Gets new lease on life. See if he can take advantage of it.
0-1. A swing and a miss on a sinker. It's 0-2. By the way, it is worth noting that Ryan Ward is back out in left field. So good to see after he fouled a ball off of his kneecap in the top of this inning before singling and scoring. 0-2. Taken just outside with a slider. It's 1-2 now to Short.
OKC wants the challenge. Duran immediately tapping his head.
And that just missed the outer edge. And so with that, Oklahoma City has used both of their challenges, and they don't have any remaining for the rest of the game.
Unlike last year where you had three, this year you only have two, along with the International League.
So now Short with a 1-2 count. Here's the offer, and it's off his bat, and that ricochets off of rushing. So he'll get an extra second. He indicates that he's good. And our home plate umpire, Edwin Jimenez, will give a little bit of time so that way rushing can shake off those ill effects of a foul ball off of him. Short deep in the right-handed batter's box as he waits. And the 1-2. Breaking ball struck him out swinging. To the slider at the top of the zone. Short goes down on strikes. It's the third strikeout for Duran. That's the catcher Joe Hudson for the Space Cowboys. Short lead off of first for Sacco. First pitch on the way. That comes up and nearly gets Hudson on his leading left shoulder. He just spins out of the way. It's 1-0. Hudson, one of three catchers that the Space Cowboys are carrying, though Colin Price got the start at first base last night. The set of the 1-0. Slider, outer half for a called strike. It's even at 1-1. Hudson, a new face to the Astros organization. 5'11", 210-pound right-handed batting catcher. 33 years old from Tampa. Signed with the Astros in December as Duran will take a disengagement. Last season, he played a couple of games in the Cubs organization, but spent most of the year in the Mets org. Sacco off of first. Infield plays for the right-handed batting Hudson to pull. 1-1. And Duran misses in tight with a slider. It's 2-1. Now last season, Hudson started the year with the Cubs, but then was traded to the Mets on April 11th. Appeared in 34 games with the Syracuse Mets as the 2-1. Swing and a tipper into the mid of rushing for a strike. Had his contract selected by the Mets and then was recalled on June 21st. He got into one game against the Cubs as a defensive replacement. Ended up getting designated for assignment and outrighted the next day. Spent the rest of the year with Syracuse. 2-2, strikes out on a slider here. So that's back-to-back punchouts now for Duran. Here's with the nine-hole hitter, Kennedy Corona. Well, a lot of fastballs in the first inning for Duran, but now he's featured that slider a lot more heavily here in this second inning. Sacco over at first after his leadoff single. Space Cowboys trailing the Comets 2-1. First pitch, Corona bends back from a high heater. It's 1-0. Corona in last night's ballgame held hitless, but he did draw a walk in the ninth inning. That helped bring up Bryce Matthews, turn the lineup back over, and ultimately helped the Space Cowboys win the game. Right-hander Duran, the 1-0. High with the fastball at 94. Two balls and no strikes. Oklahoma City getting their two runs on the top of the second inning thanks to a two RBI double by Ha-Seong Kim. Sun has not quite left the left side of the infield. He died back in there on a check over to first by Sacco. So right now, it's catching the top of both Freeland and Kim over on the left side, but neither of them can have their sunglasses on because they still need to see home plate. 2-0. Corona takes a fastball right in there for a strike. By the way, that's the other piece for Ryan Ward. Takes that stinger off of his knee, and then he gets to go out and have the sun blasting right in his eyes out in left field.
Hopefully no low line drives.
2-1 way outside. A nice backhanded pick in the opposite batter's box by Rushen. It's three balls and a strike now to Corona with Matthews waiting on deck.
Those low line drives are the hardest to pick up for a left fielder staring into that sun.
Playing relatively deep in straightaway left. Altman is just one step towards left in straightaway center. 3-1 and Corona one-handed finish as he fouls it off. And the counts run full now to Kennedy. Game number 2 of 3 in this opening weekend series. The Space Cowboys as they take on the new-look Comets. Sacco will get a lead here, the 3-2. And Corona takes off the plate for ball four. He missed with a fastball at 96. So Corona works the free pass, and the lineup will turn back over to Bryce Matthews. You know, for the fact that that pitch came in with the velocity and the frustration it appeared from Duran, didn't miss by a lot. That was still nearly located on the outside corner. But it is ball four, so now it's Matthews. Look back to second, the pitch. And Bryce takes a high strike. Slider right on the top rail.
Yeah, there's no question about it about Carlos Duran with his stuff. It's just the command that has been the problem. Being able to control it.
Looks back to Sacco at second. And the 0-1. Matthews saw that out of the hand. And sliders off the plate. Even at 1-1.
Matthews mentioned that the fastball that he has utilized in that first inning and then going to the slider, getting a couple of strikeouts on that slider in this inning.
Out of the stretch, the 1-1. High and outside with the fastball, it's 2-1. The right-hander Duran, he threw 17 pitches in the first. He's already now thrown 20 here in the second inning.
Both these starters have thrown a lot of pitches the first two innings.
Aaron Brown, 45 offerings as Matthews goes after one and pops it up out into right center. Who's going to get it? Outman calling for it. He's got it with a one-handed squeeze over his head for the last out in the bottom of the second. So the Space Cowboys threaten with a couple, but strand two. And that sends us on to the third. It's the Oklahoma City Comets 2 and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 1 on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Moving along to the top of the third inning from Constellation Field, Gerald Sanchez and Garrett Green with the Space Cowboys trailing Oklahoma City 2-1. Here's Alex Freeland, left-handed batter against Aaron Brown. First pitch is in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Oklahoma City, the Comets are batting with a third baseman Freeland in the batter's box. Freeland, 23 years old, swinging a foul back, played his college ball at Central Florida, UCF. Last year spent time between single-A, double-A, and triple-A in the Dodger organization. Played in 39 games last year at triple-A for Oklahoma City. Lined out to the left fielder, Tommy Sacco Jr. back in the first. He's 0-for-1. Brown's 0-2 on the way. Is lined into left field, and that's going to fall for a base hit. So Oklahoma City getting their leadoff man on. That's hit number 4 for the Comets.
That's the same kind of swing that Freeland had his first time up, but he got under it a little bit more, and that let Sacco run underneath it out in left field.
James Outman got a single his first time up. He's 1-for-1. Bats from the left side, and the pitch is a strike at the top of the zone on a breaking ball from Aaron Brown. Oklahoma City has used both their challenges, so, and they were unsuccessful on both of them. They don't have any more left. Here's the 0-1. Low for a ball, making the count 1-ball and 1-strike. Brown threw 45 pitches through the first two innings. Would like to see his pitch count go down in this inning. Way upstairs, ball 2, 2-ball and 1-strike. He opened the ball game with the first three batters he faced going to 3-ball counts too. Hudson, catcher, sets on the outer half of the plate. The 2-1 is lifted in the air to right field. Coming on is Hamilton, and he makes the sliding catch. Quincy Hamilton, the throw to first, and that is going to be a double play. Hamilton had to come a long way, made a sliding catch near the foul line in fair territory in right field, got up and threw over to Shea Whitcomb, the first baseman. Freeland was on his way to second. He had a scamper to get back, and he couldn't do it in enough time. And the double play erases Freeland on the bases, two outs in the top of the third for Oklahoma City.
I mean, off the bat, it looked like that was probably going to drop out of Hamilton's range, but he runs it down for the out.
Michael Chavis taking a strike. No balls and one strike. Hamilton, an athletic play out in right field, the 0-1. Popping it up right side, first baseman Whitcomb in foul territory. Just to the left of the coach's box, squeezes it. That ball was coming back into fair territory. He quickly shuffled his feet, made a two-handed catch, and that'll do it for Oklahoma City in the top of the third. Highlighted by the Quincy Hamilton, great play in right, doubling up Freeland. It is 2-1 Oklahoma City here in the middle of the third.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at Regions.com/Green Print. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Space Cowboys and Comets move along to the bottom of the third with Sugarland coming up to bat. Luis Guillorme, second baseman, gets Carlos Duran, right-hander. 2-1, Comets. The pitch. Fastball is in for a strike. It's 0-1. Two runs, four hits, an error for Oklahoma City. A run on two hits and no errors for the Space Cowboys. This one is one hop to the third baseman Freeland, up with it. The throw to Chavis at first, and Guillorme is out number one. We saw that last night with Guillorme going opposite field against the shift. Well, you really can't technically play a shift, but with really only one fielder on the left side, with your shortstop almost playing behind the bag at second, it is somewhat of a shift. Shane Whitcomb comes up to the plate, and Whitcomb takes inside for ball one. Guillorme was able to go on the left side of the infield in last night's ball game, getting a single. 1-0 the pitch. Whitcomb takes a strike, outer half of the plate. Shea played in left field last night, over at first base this evening for the Space Cowboys. Duran's got a count of 1-1 to Whitcomb, right-handed batter. The right-handed pitcher delivers. Whitcomb drives it into left center field, and this is going to go up against the wall. It goes over, and that's going to be a ground rule double. One hop, and it went up against the protective railing that is over the wall in left center field, and it immediately ricocheted back into the infield, or back into field of play. And the left fielder, Ward, immediately signaled that that was a ground rule double. And Whitcomb, off the bat, a good swing.
I don't think that even if Ward had seen that ball particularly well, he was going to get to that spot. But still, the sun was in his eyes. But you see it on the replay if you're watching on Bally Sports Live or MLB.TV. That was right off of the railing, but still very hard hit by Whitcomb.
Whitcomb going to third base. The throw to third, and he is going to be out. rushing to Freeland. Freeland applying the tag, and Whitcomb is caught stealing. 2-5 on the out. Out number two in the inning.
Well, the infield shifted. That was a lot further away for Freeland, so I think the gamble proposition there for Whitcomb was that it was going to turn into a foot race between him and Freeland, and it was also going to rely on rushing to make a throw to the bag when someone wasn't a stationary target.
Hamilton taking a ball. Now it's 2-0.
So credit to rushing, and really a credit to Freeland there for making a diving extension on the catch and then also applying the tag.
Hamilton making that great double play in the top half of this inning. Now he's ahead in the count. 3-0 as that fastball misses away from the left-handed hitting Quincy Hamilton. Three balls, no strikes, and two outs. Carlos Duran, big 6'7" right-hander's pitch upstairs for ball four. And Hamilton will go to first. And with someone being thrown out on the bases, the guy in the batter's box reaches. Talked about that last night. Jesus Bastidas, the shortstop, coming up to the plate. Two outs, 2-1 in favor of the Comets. Bastidas struck out swinging his first time up. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Kim will go the short way to Gauthier at second. Bastidas, a fielder's choice. Hamilton is retired, 6-4. And that does it for the Space Cowboys in the bottom of the third inning. One out double by Whitcomb. He's erased with a caught stealing. And we head to inning number four from Constellation Field in Sugar Land. It's Oklahoma City 2, Sugar Land 1.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Eddie Rosario will lead off the top of the fourth for Oklahoma City. They lead by a run, 2-1. Aaron Brown, starting pitcher for the Space Cowboys, ready to go. Brown had a very economical third inning, only threw just 9 pitches. Got 54 in the ballgame, meaning 45 in the first two innings. First pitch to Rosario, left-handed batter, is a strike called. It's 0-1 on a fastball. Inner half of the plate. Rosario's got the very yellow neon spikes he's wearing tonight. Pitch outside, making it the count 1-1. 1-1 from Brown to Rosario. Here's the pitch. Outside, a ball, making the count 2-1. Rosario, in his first plate appearance, struck out looking against Brown. That was to lead off the second inning. Leading off the top of the fourth, here's the pitch. Swinging. Little flare into center field, coming on and unable to make the play is Corona. Ball gets away from him. He throws to second base, and Rosario is able to get in at second. It took a funny hop once it hit down, and it spun away to the left side of Corona, and he couldn't make the play, and as a result, Rosario will get to second base. Oklahoma City getting their leadoff man on. And here is Hunter Fiducia. Fiducia was the catcher last night, designated hitter tonight. Rosario the lead at second. The pitch is outside for ball one. This is going to be ruled a base hit and then an error on Corona. The ball that Rosario hit. Fiducia lining it to right field. This is going to one-hop the wall. Hamilton will get it back in. Fiducia is going to stand in with a RBI double driving in Rosario. The Comets lead 3-1. Solid double by Fiducia. Fiducia, with his second hit in this series, had a home run in the eighth inning against Logan Van Wy last night. Ryan Ward takes a strike called. No balls and one strike to Ward. Rosario scoring from second base, a two-run lead for the Comets. Ward, left fielder, red batting gloves. Here's the pitch from Brown. Low, 1-1. One ball and one strike. A single, an error, allowed Rosario to get to second, and then the RBI double by Fiducia. One ball, one strike. Brown, the pitch. Up a little high to Ryan Ward. And the count is two balls and one strike. Ward last year led the Pacific Coast League in home runs. He had 33 home runs. The 2-1. Breaking ball in for a strike called. 2-2. Finished third in the league. Had 101 RBIs with those 33 home runs last year. The 2-2. Popping it foul above the on-deck circle, third base side. Still holding it 2-2.
Jaden Murray has gotten up and started throwing for the Space Cowboys in their bullpen as Brown's about to throw his 66th pitch of the night.
2-2. Ward hits it on the right side, past the diving first baseman, Whitcomb into right field. Hamilton coming up, throwing a strike to the catcher, Hudson, and staying put at third is Fiducia. Still nobody out. Three straight hits for Oklahoma City. They've got runners on the corners, leading by a score of 3-1. They bat top of the fourth inning.
Well, for the time being, that's a run prevented by Quincy Hamilton. And you can maybe give him two for that double play that he turned an inning ago. And one where Ward, hitting it as hard as he did, probably worked against him because it got the ball into right field so fast. Hamilton did a great job coming on. He made a strong, accurate throw to where if Fiducia had decided to come around third, I think he would have been out at the plate.
Sean Buchanan, the pitching coach, out to talk to right-hander Brown. With the first and third situation, nobody out. Brown thought that maybe he was going to settle down and get into a groove. He hasn't thrown a lot of pitches, per se, in this inning. It's just been the simple fact of Oklahoma City has been able to get good swings on the first three batters. A single, and of course an error, a double, and another single. A run home for the Comets. They have a 3-1 lead. They also have collected seven hits. Austin Gauthier, the second baseman. He walked and scored a run his first time up. Holds that bat high, and the pitch from Brown. A strike, a fastball, top of the zone, 0-1. 88 on the radar gun. Brown comes set at the belt, the pitch. Line to left field, down the left field line, and foul. Now it's 0-2. Sounded like a really good swing, but it was a foul as Gauthier was ahead of that pitch, the changeup from Brown. And so it's 0-2 to Gauthier. Runners on the corners take their leads. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball is fouled. Out of play, right side. Had a couple of nice crowds the first two ball games of this series. Last night being opening night.
I think we just had a misunderstanding that fans, you throw the ball back when it's a home run. That ball just came sailing back in from over in the Bubbler Lunar Landing. Whoever threw it had a good arm, but it ended up right behind first base again. No, you keep it when it's foul.
The 0-2 to Gauthier. Another foul right side. Hamilton giving it chase, but this is going to be well out of play down the right field line. You know where they started that tradition? Throwing the ball back? It was Wrigley Field. And now everybody does it. But for the longest time, it was those bleacher bums for the fans for the Cubs at Wrigley that would throw back visitors' home runs. Here's the 0-2 upstairs. 1-2.
You know, now I feel like it puts you in a precarious position because, look, if you're a fan of the home team, you know, you never want to root for the other team. But let's say it's a big-time player that hits a home run. Then there's the expectation that you have to throw it back when you might want to keep it.
I guarantee you, in 98, no one was throwing back Sammy Sosa's home runs on the road or Mark McGwire's home runs on the road. The 1-2 on the way. Low for a ball.
No chance.
Two balls, two strikes. You know, one of the players that's forgotten in that home run race was Ken Griffey Jr. He was right there in June with McGwire, and then Sosa had that incredible June, and then Griffey got hurt. The 2-2. Swung on and missed, and that's a strikeout as Brown gets Gauthier swinging on a change. He threw that change earlier to Gauthier, and Gauthier lined it foul, just foul down the left field line. That is the strikeout. That's the fourth strikeout for Aaron Brown. Mickey Story coming out of the first base dugout. He signals to the bullpen, and we'll have a pitching change with Oklahoma City leading by 2-3-1. They bat top of the fourth, and the new hurler for the Space Cowboys will inherit runners on the corners as Brown comes back to the first base dugout to a round of applause. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Right-hander Jaden Murray comes on for the Space Cowboys. Oklahoma City 3, Sugar Land 1. Oklahoma City batting in the top of the fourth. Aaron Brown, the runners at first and third. Fiducia at third. Ward at first are Brown's responsibility. a Sung Kim coming up to the plate. A Sung, left-handed batter, got a two-run double his last time up, I should say. He is one for one, also walked in the first. Murray's first pitch is upstairs, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Murray missed all of last year and some of 2023 with the injury as the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball down and in. Kim, who we have seen, likes to go down and in. Likes to hit that ball down and in. Comes up empty on the cut. One ball, one strike. Murray's pitch. Hit on the ground, and that's going to be a fair ball past Whitcomb at first base. This is going to go into the corner, and they're going to wave the runner, Ward. Ward will come home, and going to third is Kim. Another two-run hit for Kim, as that brings home Fiducia from third, Ward from first. This time, this is a triple. Had a double in the second and a triple in the fourth. And Oklahoma City leads 5-1.
That was going to be a tough play for Whitcomb to his left over at first base. And that just hugged the inner edge of the first base bag and ends up scoring a couple.
One out in the inning. Dalton rushing, the catcher. Batting infield in for the Space Cowboys. Popping it foul in foul territory, third base side. And short will watch this one go into the seats. Strike one. I think that Hae-Sung Kim recognized the previous pitch was that fastball down and in. And he got another one and was able to rifle it fair past Whitcomb over at first base. 0-1 to Rushing. And Rushing hits it into center field. Corona to his right. He will make the play. Kim tagging, coming home, and he will score on a sac fly RBI by Rushing. Rushing with his second RBI in the early part of the season brings home Kim, and it's 6-1. OKC in the top of the fourth. Two away, nobody on. Alex Freeland, third baseman. One for two, Freeland. Taking strike one. Fastball from Jaden Murray. No balls and one strike. Murray started his professional career with Tampa Bay. As the pitch missing, one ball and one strike. The pitch. Low and inside, ball two. He's 27 years old. Murray missing inside, ball three. Six runs on eight hits and one error for Oklahoma City. A run on three hits and one error for the Space Cowboys. Three-one. Freeland takes low inside, ball four. So since Murray has come on, it has been a triple, sac fly, and a walk. You can also close the book on Aaron Brown. Brown throwing 73 pitches tonight. 45 for strikes. James Outman. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Murray. That's a strike at the knees. 0-1. Brown, 3 1/3 innings tonight for the Space Cowboys, along with 7 hits. All of those 5 runs were earned that he surrendered. 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Outman hits it into center field. Corona going back. He's at the track. He'll make the play in front of the Wharton County Junior College sign. And Outman giving it a long ride into center field, but It is Corona making the play at the track, retiring the side for the Comets. However, it is four runs for Oklahoma City, and they were able to collect four hits as well. There was an error, and one man left on. 6-1 Comets, middle of the fourth. Now this from your local station.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Well, the Space Cowboys surrendering four runs in the top half of this inning, now trail by 5-6-1 to the OKC Comets. Tommy Sacco Jr. leads off against Carlos Duran, the right-hander. Strike called outer half of the plate. It's 0-1. Tommy got a single his first time up into center field. Left-handed batter bounces it foul over to Vladimir Sutil, coaching at first for the Space Cowboys. Of course, with Sutil coaching at first, got to mention Mickey Story, the manager, also the third base coach for the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Oh and two, the count. Kick and the pitch from Duran. Lifting it foul and out of play. Down the left side. No balls and two strikes. Blue skies. Comfortable evening in Sugar Land. Not much wind to speak of. Flags not doing much out in right center field. Here's the 0-2. Outside, Duran thought that was strike three. He is taking a long walk around the mound and readjusting before Fiducia throws the ball back to Duran. That was interesting. Ready to go. Lines up on the first base side of the rubber. And the 1-2. Low and inside. Beg your pardon, it's rushing behind the plate Fiducia caught last night. Two balls and two strikes. I mentioned about the fans coming out, having the jersey giveaway today, and the fans out on the berm. Love to see fans with the blankets and the towels. Here's the 2-2, a swing and a miss. Down and away. Duran getting Tommy Sacco Jr. to strike out swinging. That's five strikeouts for the right-hander Carlos Duran. One out. 6-1 Oklahoma City. Space Cowboys hitting in the bottom of the fourth. Third baseman Zach Short struck out swinging his first time up. Right-handed batter takes a pitch outside for ball one. 1-0 the count. The pitch. Outer half of the plate, it's a strike call. One ball and one strike. linked to the Astros in Oklahoma City. Interesting, as the 1-1 is low and outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. For the fans that may not know this, when the Astros came in existence as the Colt 45s in 1962, their AAA affiliate was Oklahoma City. Upstairs, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Back then, they were known as the Oklahoma City 89ers. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch down and away. Now it's three balls and two strikes. So the Colt 45s began in Oklahoma City as their AAA affiliate, and of course, as the Astros in 1965 when they changed the name. All the way until 1975, they were Oklahoma City 89ers. 3-2. Low and short, is able to work it for a walk. That's the fourth walk issued by Carlos Duran. Short going over to first base. Now it brings up the catcher, Joe Hudson. Well, the Dodgers, as the AAA affiliate for Oklahoma City, this is the first year they have the new name, the Comets. The pitch. Hudson takes a strike call. It's 0-1. The reason that they're called the Comets is a homage to the great late Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle, who is from Commerce, Oklahoma, otherwise known as the Commerce Comet. 0-1. That's a strike, and it's 0-2. So it honors Mickey Mantle, native of Oklahoma. One ball and one strike. The pitch. It's a little low. Pitch was a strike on the bottom part of the zone. Beg your pardon, that was an 0-2 count. That's strike three. And the Space Cowboys challenge for the first time tonight. And they are unsuccessful, so they have one challenge remaining. Second strikeout of the inning as Hudson strikes out looking. Duran with two strikeouts this inning, as I mentioned. He now has six in the ballgame. Speaking of six, that's how many runs Oklahoma City has. 6-1. Now Kennedy Corona. The pitch. Swing and a miss. First strike one. Ball pops away from rushing the catcher. Runner over at first is short with two away.
By the way, a quick piece of housekeeping. In the top of this fourth inning, Rosario, they've changed it, and I think accurately they've given it as a double to him and not a single E8.
No balls and one strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So the double erases the error in the score column for the Space Cowboys.
Does not change the number of earned runs, though, against anybody's ledger, because the runners would have scored on a hit or two later anyway.
0-2, high for a ball. Velocity for Duran, 97 on that fastball. One ball, two strikes, two outs to Kennedy Corona. Walked his first time up. The pitch. Foul ball right side into the seats. Out of play. Matthews on deck over to the right side. One out, walk to short. He's now there with two away. Still daylight, but no more sunlight on the field. The 1-2. Bounced foul, third base side. That'll roll over to the Comets dugout where they reside in the third base dugout. Space Cowboys in the first base dugout. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Lifting it. Right field, coming on Rosario in foul territory, and it's going to go into the seats right in front of the Bubbler Lunar Landing sign. That ball came down and it took a high hop. Some fan chasing it. Corona putting a good at-bat here. This is the seventh pitch of the at-bat. 1-2, the pitch. Outside. Now it's even at 2-2. Space Cowboys getting a run back in the first. Took a 1-0 lead. Oklahoma City's scored the next six. Low and outside, and Corona checking his swing could not hold up. That is a swinging strikeout, according to home plate umpire Edwin Jimenez. And that does it for Sugarland in the bottom of the fourth. Short, a walk. He is stranded at first base. And we're through four in Sugarland. 6-1 in favor of the Comets. Garrett Green comes up next on the Space Cowboy Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Six-one in favor of Oklahoma City as we start the top of the fifth inning. It's the right-hander Jaden Murray back out for a full inning of work. Michael Chavis, Eddie Rosario, and Hunter Fiducia are the three that'll face here. Right-hander Murray operating slightly towards the first base side, kicks and fires. And that is at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Chavis so far is 0-2. He grounded out to third back in the first. He fouled out back in the third, a one offer. That is on the outer edge for a strike, and it's 0-2. Murray came on in the fourth, allowed a triple that was just barely inside of the bag to Ha-Sung Kim, who has doubled, tripled, and driven in four of Oklahoma City's six runs as Murray gets a swinging strikeout here. Chavis down on strikes, and that's the first punch out for Murray. One gone, and Eddie Rosario the batter. It was great to see Jaden Murray back on the mound. We talked about last night Bennett Sousa making his first official appearance since all the way back at the end of 2023 with the Astros. As this fastball is in for a strike to Rosario, who again was credited with now a double his last time up, which was the right call. Rosario was hustling out of the box the entire time. The 0-1. A little outside. But for Murray, this is a return for him because the last time that he pitched in a non-complex league game was all the way back in 2023 with Sugarland. 1-1 is fouled off left side. It's 1-2. Murray was placed on the IL for Sugarland after making 11 appearances. His last outing was May 30th and ended up having thoracic outlet as well, the same thing that Sousa had. 1-2 is grounded up the middle, ranging over Bastidas, spins, fires, and Rosario, he's out at first. What a job by Bastidas behind Luis Guillorme, who had made an effort for that, and he makes the throw for out number two.
That is not an easy play, because Bastidas, who was playing on the left side initially, had to come a long way to his left, come around, and then throw a strike to Whitcomb. And Rosario does run well.
The most impressive thing is that Rosario kept his helmet on. First offer, grounder right side. Guillorme down to an E, knocks it down on the edge of the outfield grass. Comes up and fires, and Jaden Murray, thanks to some nifty fielding behind him, it was a 1-2-3 top of the fifth inning. We head on to the bottom of the fifth. It's Oklahoma City 6, and the Sugarland Space Cowboys 2.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the order to it for the Space Cowboys as we start the bottom of the fifth inning. Sugarland trailing Oklahoma City 6-1. Bryce Matthews has scored the only run of the game for the Space Cowboys. That was back in the first. Carlos Duran really is the story here for OKC as he brings home the first pitch, and Matthews a one-handed swing and miss for a strike. It's 0-1. Duran has had plenty of traffic. He's had a base runner in each of his first four innings. 0-1 delivery. And Matthews, a bouncer right off of home. That ends up behind both the catcher and home plate umpire Edwin Jimenez for a strike. Sugarland got a leadoff single by Sacco in the second and a two-out walk to Kennedy Corona, but couldn't do anything. And Shea would come doubled in the third with one out, but he was thrown out trying to steal third. 0-2, and Matthews fouls it off of rushing. I'll say no balls in two strikes. So Sugarland just trying to find some offense here and come up with that big hit. They got a walk by Zach Short in the last inning, back in the fourth, but they're on with three punch-outs otherwise. He's got seven strikeouts tonight. Ahead in the count to Matthews and the 0-2. And Bryce down swinging on an elevated fastball at 95. So Duran has punched out eight this evening.
Seems like he's getting more comfortable as the game has progressed.
Well, and it looks like that's probably going to be the last pitch that he throws, as he's one strikeout shy of his career high, nine punchouts, but eight strikeouts over four and a third innings for Carlos Duran tonight, as he will head off the mound for Oklahoma City. So we've got a pitching change here. The bottom of the fifth inning, bases empty and one gone. Space Cowboys trailing Oklahoma City 6-1.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer. while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Pitching change for the Comets here in the bottom of the fifth inning with Oklahoma City leading Sugarland 6-1. And the Comets will turn to the left-hander Alec Gamboa here in the bottom of the fifth with the left-hander Luis Guillorme. Gamboa, a ninth-round pick by the Dodgers in 2019 out of Fresno Community College, spent the entirety of last year with Oklahoma City. Lefty-lefty matchup against Guillorme. As Gamboa brings it home, and a fastball misses low at 94, it's 1-0. Gamboa last season was a reliever, and then he shifted into a starting role for Oklahoma City to great success last season. 1-0, up and in. That's 2-0. 22 total outings last year for Gamboa, 12 starts. He threw 73 and two-thirds innings and pitched to a 3.3 ERA with OKC. Pitch on the way, and that is taken for a called strike to Guillorme. Guillorme 1-for-2 tonight. He singled the other way back in the first. And he grounded out to third his last time up in the third. Obviously, the season debut for Gamboa as the 2-1 down in the dirt, and it goes to 3-1. Gamboa has a big bend over as he's operating out of the full windup. He then straightens up, and he's got a little bit higher of a leg kick than you normally see from most pitchers these days. But he comes mostly straight over the top from it. 3-1. Up and in, that's ball four, and Guillorme works the walk. That's the fifth walk that Space Cowboys hitters have drawn tonight. And a man on now for Shea Whitcomb.
Well, remember last night they were able to garner 8 walks, and none of them really hurt Oklahoma City until the 9th inning last night.
So Gamboa now will face off against Whitcomb. Left-hander brings it home, and that is in there for a strike at 0-1. Gamboa made his last appearance of the season last year against the Space Cowboys at Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark. And it was the only game in that series that Oklahoma City won against Sugarland. And Gamboa was brilliant. 0-1's down in the dirt. Change up that Whitcomb spit on. And it's 1-1. Gamboa back on September 6th. 6 innings. 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. That was a game that Oklahoma City won 1-0 over Sugarland, as it was Aaron Brown taking the loss that night. 1-1 is a looping curveball to the top of the zone for a strike. Now Brown that night, 5 innings, he gave up 1 unearned run on just 2 hits and was a tough luck loser. Lead off of first for Guillorme as Gamboa sets and the 1-2. And Whitcomb fights back an inner edge fastball.
Gamboa, being left-handed, is able to have that higher leg kick with the runner on base. He's looking straight at the runner. over at first, and it's a little bit deceptive how he delivers. And also, when he comes home, he turns his back to the hitter a little bit, hides that ball just for a fraction second longer on the release point.
1-2. Down in the dirt and through the legs of rushing all the way to the backstop. Even with a hard kick, there's enough foul territory here at Consolation Field that Guillorme is going to take second. So, man in scoring position now for Sugarland. That's the first time they've had a man in scoring position since it was Whitcomb in the third following his double. Comets leading the Space Cowboys 6-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. The 2-1. Breaking ball grounded over to third. Second hop, waist high by Freeland, fires to first, and a stretch by Chavis to retire Whitcomb. Two gone now for Hamilton.
Freeland made that look easy. That was not an easy play. The ball was not hit particularly well. Freeland had to field the ball, look the runner back at second, and then an off-balance throw to get Whitcomb. Good play over there at third base by Alex Freeland.
Yeah, a chance for that ball to be kind of in between hops and eat you up if you're not careful. So now it comes to Hamilton to try and drive in another run. The pitch on the way. And Quincy can't hold up as he goes through for a swinging strike. Gamboa last year against Sugarland made two appearances. 10 1/3 innings. Now he allowed 7 hits against the Space Cowboys and walked 2. But he didn't allow a run and he struck out 8. The 0-1 offer. Down in the dirt. That kicks away from rushing. And even though it's over towards the third base side, it's going to let Guillorme head down to third. So the wild pitch allowed Guillorme to move to second. And now we'll see how that one is scored, whether it's a wild pitch or maybe a pass ball after it took the carom off of the chest for rushing, but probably still just going to be a wild pitch. Regardless, it's a man at third now with 2 outs. Infield still plays back. And shaded for left-handed batting Hamilton to pull. Pitch on the way. And Quincy thought about it but holds off on a high offer. And that will be another wild pitch. So 2 wild pitches after the walk to Guillorme has put a man at third for Sugarland. Who, again, we're only here on the bottom of the fifth inning. You don't have to try and get back all of the runs that you're behind here in this frame. The 2-1. Hamilton watches as a breaking ball falls in for a strike at the top of the zone.
Keep it close enough to where you can make a dent as the game goes on. But you do want to get that run home from third base.
Lefty Gamboa, his 2-2. He's a bouncer up the middle, ranging over. Gauthier backhanded pick, exchange throw, not in time. Guillorme comes in and scores on the infield single as Hamilton gets his second RBI of the night. And the Space Cowboys trail at 6-2 now here in the bottom of the fifth.
Situational hitting, and Hamilton not trying to do too much with that pitch. Putting it in the field of play up the middle, then using his speed. That pitch was up. There was a fastball that was up, and the second baseman, Gauthier, did a good job of making sure that didn't go the outfield. Try to have a play at first, but Hamilton with good speed beating it out for an infield single.
Just not enough in terms of where Kim could get to for that ball, and Gauthier had to go a long way. It was a whip throw by Gamboa gets Hamilton diving back in. Quincy Hamilton has driven in both runs tonight. Is home to first speed there. It's in the 90th percentile if you were measuring it against major leaguers. Now the pitch on the way. And Bastida swings through a fastball, 93 up and in. It's 0-1. 6-2 now, Space Cowboys trailing it here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bastida 0-2 tonight. He hit into a fielder's choice that ended the third. And he struck out back in the first. 0-1 delivery. Fastball's way high. And so it's one ball and one strike to Bastidas. Series concludes tomorrow. We have a really good starting pitching matchup. Obviously, it'll be the Major League rehabbing Lance McCullers Jr. going for Sugarland. 1-1. Pop back of home foul. Now McCullers last pitched on Monday in West Palm Beach in a simulated game. Threw an inning and two-thirds, 33 pitches. So you have to assume that he's probably, just our assumption, two innings or probably about 40 pitches would be an ideal spot for McCullers, depending on what happens in the game. Hamilton off first, the 1-2. And Macedas again fouls it off.
Well, he had the exhibition game in which he pitched and he threw that one inning.
So spring training.
Spring training, and then the simulated game. So maybe stretching him out just a tiny little bit more. So, yeah, maybe two innings.
Regardless, be here early tomorrow, 2 o'clock for your first pitch, Central Time, as Gamboa steps off with the pitch clock down to 2 seconds. Space Cowboys trailing at 6-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. After the walk to Guillorme, two wild pitches, and then the infield single by Hamilton. Right side of the infield's wide open for Bastidos. 1-2. Inside nearly hit him. And instead, I think that got our home plate umpire, Edwin Jimenez. As rushing didn't quite squeeze it cleanly. And I think that caught our home plate umpire. Regardless, count runs even at 2-2. Meanwhile, for Oklahoma City, the right-hander Bobby Miller is going to start for them. Hard-throwing right-hander out of Louisville. 2-2 offer. And Bastidas a roller over to third. Behind the bag, Freeland shuffles the feet, throws a dart to first, and that gets Bastidas for the out. An extra shuffle there by Freeland, but that was a howitzer across the diamond to end the bottom of the fifth inning. However, the Space Cowboys get a run on a hit and strand a man, and we played five complete on this Saturday night here in Sugarland. It's the Comet 6 and the Space Cowboys 2.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Top of the sixth inning, Space Cowboys trailing Oklahoma City 6-2. As Ryan Ward will lead it off here for Oklahoma City. And now it's Jaden Murray with his first offer on the outer corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Oklahoma City fell behind 1-0 in the bottom of the first after an RBI ground out by Quincy Hamilton as the 0-1. Inner edge fastball missed at 92. However, Ha-Seong Kim with a 2-RBI double in the second to give OKC a 2-1 lead as the 1-1 delivery. Way inside for Ward as he bends his waist out of the way and goes stumbling over the plate, and it's 2-1. The big inning was a 4-run fourth for OKC in which Fiducia doubled in a run. And then Kim once again tripled in two. This is ripped right back up the middle and through into center. And Ryan Ward is 3-for-3 tonight with 3 singles. He has come in and scored each of his other two times on base. So Sugarland will look to buck that trend. Breaking ball that Ward was right on time for. So he is able to reach on the leadoff single. So now it's the nine-hole hitter, Austin Gauthier. And good to see that Ward is also moving better after he had fouled that ball off of his kneecap his first time up. Gauthier takes a fastball up and in. Well, last night's game flew by so fast until we got to the eighth inning that we didn't even have a chance to talk about the Comets' new name. Of course, last year they were the Oklahoma City Baseball Club, and the year before that they were the Dodgers. 1-0 slider is over for a strike. So I know people say, well, Comets, what's the association with Oklahoma City? And part of it comes from
Mickey Mantle,
who was known as the Commerce Comet, being from Commerce, Oklahoma. Murray with a sharp throw over to first, but Ward is back in, standing up. And Mantle, one of the greatest baseball players to hail from Oklahoma. 18-year career with the Yankees, but a native son of Oklahoma, as this is fouled off by Gauthier.
We have a statue outside of Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark, one of the three statues of former big leaguers out there.
Well, Johnny Bench, I believe, is one. I've been there plenty over the last couple of seasons.
Warren Spahn is the other.
That's the other one.
Who was a manager at Oklahoma City.
1-2. Fastball misses the outer half.
Beg your pardon. He was a manager for Tulsa.
Murray announced an agreement with his catcher, Hudson. And the 2-2. Breaking ball, strike three, called. Breaker right on the outer edge. As Gauthier goes down looking, Murray collects his second punch out. And I'll turn the lineup back over to Haesung Kim. But the other piece of the inspiration, though, for the Comets branding was actually the shooting ball logo that's inside of the Dodgers logo. Obviously, the light blue and red colors to go along with that, all honoring the Dodger tie-in for Oklahoma City. As this pitch misses into Kim, it's 1-0. So motivation to use Mickey Mantle as an inspiration, and then obviously with Oklahoma City also modernizing, burgeoning aerospace industry in OKC. 1-0, strike on the inner edge. It's 1-1 to Kim. All how Oklahoma City came up with the Comets.
Sixth name change in the AAA affiliate history of Oklahoma City.
Big lead. There goes the runner. The pitch is down low. The throw down to second. Bastidas, the tag, not in time. He is safe. Well, Hudson put it in the right spot with a one-hop throw into second. And Bastidas got the tag on Ward right as he got into the bag, but he apparently slid in just in front of it.
It's good to see Ward, though, as that throw into second base, moving much better. Very close play, too.
Obviously, the knee is feeling all right to be able to steal a base like that. 1-1. It was a little high. It's 2-1. And originally, Oklahoma City, they were the 89ers for the longest portion of their history, from 1962 until 1997. Prior to them being in Oklahoma City, they were here in Houston. They were the Houston Buffaloes. 2-1. Lined the opposite way, Sacco comes over and gets to his spot with a slight bunny hop to make the catch for out number two.
Houston Buffs, as they were known, in the Texas League, Double A. Then they moved up to AAA, that franchise. So they were the Colt 45's first AAA affiliate back in 62.
But then, obviously, they went from the 89ers to the Red Hawks, 1998 to 2014. And then they were the Dodgers from 2015 to 2023. Just the 1 year as the baseball player. Foul ball by Rushing for strike number one. Comets leading the Space Cowboys 6-2 here in the top of the sixth.
They were also the AAA affiliate of the Astros in the 2000s. Mickey Story pitched at Oklahoma City.
A three-year stint from 2011 until 2014 as this is swung through and missed, and it's 0-2 now to Rushing, who has gone 0-2 tonight, but he had a sack fly his last time up to cap the scoring in that four-run fourth. Right-hander Jaden Murray with Ward on second. Here's the 0-2 pitch. High. And with Ward taking a giant lead off of second, Hudson pops up to stare him back. Now, Oklahoma City, they were an affiliate of the 45s and the Astros from 1962 until 1972. Won a couple of championships in that span. One in the American Association. This is flied into left. Sacco backing up, but he's got room. Comes in a few steps. Off his left shoulder, makes the squeeze for the out. So Jaden Murray works around the leadoff single and the stolen base to strand a man in scoring position. 5.5 done on the first Saturday night of the season. Meets the Oklahoma City Comets 6 and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 2. Now this from your local stations.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5 minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Saturday night at Constellation Field, the second of 150 games in the PCL campaign this year. Space Cowboys currently trailing the Comets 6-2. Pitching change for OKC as they will turn to a right-hander out of their bullpen. It's the righty Ryan Sublett. Sublett, 26-year-old, 6-foot, 290-pound right-hander, was a seventh-round pick by the Dodgers in 2021 out of Texas Tech. Spent all but two games last year with AA Tulsa. Made 36 of his 38 appearances there. Here's Tommy Sacco Jr. And the first pitch to him is low and in and goes off the mitt of Rushing for ball number one. Sublett did come up and make a couple of appearances for Oklahoma City towards the tail end of last year. Next offer, and that is high and away. The count goes even at 1-1 to Sacco. Tommy 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a strikeout. The send on the offer. Right in there for a strike. Last season, 48 and a third innings at Tulsa. As Sacco hits a bouncer, one hopper. Chavis has it off his left hip, and he will go to first to record the first out of the inning. That brings up Zach Short. Now we take a first look at our out-of-town scoreboard tonight, presented by Continental Bus Line. Let's go right up 59. And head to Daikin Park, where the Astros, after they won on opening day against the Mets, fell yesterday. Well, they are playing the rubber match of that three-game series. As the first pitch to short is high for a ball, it is 1-0. And the Astros currently have a 2-1 lead. Jeremy Peña, who had a remarkable spring training this year for the Astros, hit his first homer of the year. This is high, and it's 2-0 to short. That came in the fifth. Juan Soto then hit an RBI ground out to score former Sugarland Skeeter and Space Cowboy Jose Siri. But Yordan Alvarez with a double to score Isak Piratis in the bottom of the sixth has given the Astros a 2-1 lead. That is in for a strike to short. It's 2-1 now. Spencer Arrighetti got the start tonight. So third in the pecking order for the Astros. Arrighetti was really good this evening. 2-1. Short watches this spin wide. It's 3-1. Six innings, one hit, one run, two walks, and five strikeouts for Arrighetti on 87 pitches. That's a quality start for Arrighetti in his first outing of the year. Here's the 3-1. And Short watches a fastball off the plate. So Zach Short works his second walk of the night. Short now is 1-for-3 with the Space Cowboys with a home run, two RBIs, a run scored, and four walks in game and a half.
This is, we talked about the Space Cowboys. Don't all have to get it back in one swing. Just chip away, and that's a good start, a one-out walk.
So now it's Joe Hudson, right-handed batter. He swings and misses at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. That's strike one.
Yeah, Garrett, Oklahoma City pitching, they've had a walk in every inning against the Space Cowboys.
Well, Sugarland has scored two of those. It was Matthews in the first, and then Guillorme an inning ago in the fifth. Hudson swings through a slider. It's 0-2. By the way, Cam Smith getting the night off tonight. Young phenom, number one prospect in the Astros organization who bypassed us, bypassed the Corpus Christi hooks as well.
Yeah.
0-2. Swing and a miss. Hudson down on three pitches as he strikes out for the second out. But Joe Espada talked about that before the Space Cowboys exhibition game against the Astros on Tuesday night whenever he announced that Cam Smith had made the team. He said, you know, part of the reason they were carrying Zach DiCenzo as well is because Smith is going to have to adjust to the rigors of playing a 162-game schedule. Here's Corona. And a fastball is off the plate, 1-0.
Yeah, because he has not gone through a full minor league season of 100-plus games. That's going to be an adjustment for him.
It's normally what you utilize the minors for is you go from playing your 60-70 game schedule in college. It's the 1-0. Right in there for a strike, it's 1-1. And you adjust by, okay, now I'm in A ball and I get into 99 games and, you know, you figure out what it's like to also not only play more games but also play every day. 1-1 delivery. He's hit up the middle and into center field for a base hit. First hit of the season for Kennedy Corona. Space Cowboys trying to get a two-out rally going here as they get some productivity out of the bottom third of their order. And that flips it back over to Bryce Matthews.
Really like the good pitch recognition from Kennedy Corona, a slider, lower part of the plate, and he just put the bat head out there and served it into center field.
Last season, whenever they were at Double-A, Corona went 0-for-1. And they're going to call Bryce Matthews, I think, for a pitch timer violation. They said he wasn't in the box and ready to go on time. There's our first pitch timer violation of the year. As Matthews gets called for strike one before the first offer. So Sublett starts with an advantage, the 0-1. Matthews takes a called strike at the top of the zone. Bryce Matthews last season faced Sublett one time when he was in Corpus Christi. Two times. He walked once and was retired the other time. It's short off of second. Corona off of first. 0-2. Nearly hits him. That was a curveball or a breaking pitch that didn't have any bend to it. Miss up and in. So the count, 1-2 out of Matthews, is 0-2 with a strikeout, a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. He's also flied to center. 1-2 delivery. Matthews spoils it back to the net and foul.
That was a good swing by Matthews to foul off that slider down and away, because the previous pitch came up and in. And the pitch before that was a letter-high fastball for a strike. So he's gone away, in, and back away.
1-2. Comes inside with a changeup and gets a strikeout. The Space Cowboys put a couple of men on base but are unable to push anything across. Six done here on this Saturday night at Constellation Field. It's Oklahoma City 6. Sugarland 2 on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
New pitcher for the Sugarland Space Cowboys, Blake Wyman, enters the ball game. He takes over for Jaden Murray, third pitcher now for Sugarland tonight. Starter Aaron Brown went the first 3 1/3. Jaden Murray, now it is Blake Wyman. He enters the ball game in the top of the seventh. Oklahoma City batting and leading by 4-6-2. Alex Freeland, third baseman, right-handed batter, first pitch, and a foul on the third base side for strike one. No balls and one strike. Freeland, a switch hitter, now turns around and bats from the right side. Wyman, 29 years old. Here's the pitch. Little upstairs. 1-1. Wyman making his Space Cowboy debut. The 1-1. Fly ball center field. It'll fall for a base hit. Freeland off the end of the bat gets a single. Kennedy Corona gets it back into the infield. A leadoff single for Freeland. And that's the 10th hit for Oklahoma City. Leadoff single. That's the second hit for Freeland as well. James Outman coming up to the plate. So it's going to be a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Outman, the center fielder. Wyman's pitch bunted, and that's going to be up against the netting for strike one. No balls and one strike. Wyman was signed as a minor league free agent this past offseason by the Astros. The look over to first. Here's the pitch. And that's going to be off of the glove of Whitcomb. Fielded, though, by the second baseman, Guillorme. and then a throw over to the first baseman. Whitcomb out at first is Outman, and advancing to second is Freeland. Ball went right in between the legs of Whitcomb, but it slowed it up down enough to where Guillorme, backing up on that play, was able to field it and then throw a strike to get the quick out.
Well, again, for Shane Whitcomb, this is just his seventh game in his minor league career that he is appearing over at first base. And a good job by Guillorme to back him up there.
Here's Chavis, the first baseman. He takes high and inside for ball one from Wyman. One ball and no strikes. Wyman, last year in the Cubs organization, lead second base by the runner Freeman, the pitch. High for a ball. And Freeland goes back to second base as it's now a count of 2-0 to Chavis, the first baseman. Chavis is 0-for-3 last time, struck out swinging back in the fifth inning. Bats on the right side, holds that bat high. Here's the 2-0. Breaking ball in for a strike. A sweeper. And it's a 2-1 count. Oklahoma City, after trailing 1-0, took a one-run lead, scoring two in the top of the second inning. And then they scored four in the fourth. There is a foul ball just wide of the bag at third. That made it 6-1. Space Cowboys then with a run in the bottom of the fifth. It's now 6-2 as Oklahoma City bats in the top of the seventh inning. One out, and the runner at second, Freeland, the third baseman. Comets first baseman Chavis delivers. There's the pitch. It's popped up. It's going to be in shallow right field. Quincy Hamilton coming in, makes the play, gets it and throws it back into the infield quickly, staying put at second base as Freeland two away. Hamilton was lined up in the event that Freeland might tag and go to third base.
I mean, Quincy has played really well in right field this evening. He has been right on top of it. He made that great diving play for the double play back in the third, and he's prevented a couple of runners from scoring and tagging up tonight.
Now it's Rosario. Bats with two outs. Wyman's pitch is a ball, a strike, 0-1. Wyman got the socks pulled up all the way to the knees. Comes set at the belt. Here's the 0-1. Rosario driving into right center field. It's going to get down. This will bring home Freeland from second base. Rosario will stand at second with a double. RBI double. Rosario's second hit. His second double tonight. And it's now a 5-run lead for Oklahoma City. They get a run in the top of the seventh. They have a 7-2 lead. A sweeper on the inner half of the plate. And Eddie Rosario, big league veteran, lining it into right center field for the RBI double. Freeland scoring from second base. Fiducia, the hitter. Fiducia, designated hitter, takes outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So a left-handed batter against the left-handed reliever, Wyman. Lake Wyman, and they score a run against him. The pitch. Well, it's a low line drive, and that's caught by the that's a base hit. It went underneath the glove of Guillorme. Low line drive hit very well from Fiducia. And Hamilton coming it back in the infield, but that's an RBI, and Rosario scores from second. Two runs in the top of the seventh inning. Now it's 8-2.
Boy, it looked like Guillorme was going to snare that. And what's unfortunate is that because there were two outs in the inning, that gave Rosario a free pass to just take off on contact. And so when that ball gets by, he scores without much issue.
Ryan Ward hits it to the shortstop, Bastidas. He'll run to the bag, get Fiducia over at second base, a fielder's choice. And that'll do it for the Comets in the top of the seventh inning. They get two runs on two hits. They strand a runner. It's seventh inning stretch time here at Constellation Field, 7-2 Oklahoma City on the Space Cowboy Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
New pitcher for Oklahoma City, Jose Hernandez, takes over. It's 8-2. Oklahoma City leading in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch is to Luis Guillorme. It's a ball, 1-0. Guillorme, second baseman. That is upstairs from Jose Hernandez. Hernandez, 27 years old. Pitch missing. Now it's 3-0. He is the fourth pitcher now tonight for OKC. The 3-0. Low, ball four. A four-pitch walk. Guillorme goes to first base to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's Shea Whitcomb. Space Cowboys looking to get base runners and put a dent in that score. Breaking ball is in for strike one called. 0-1. Hernandez, 6'3", 205 pounds. The 0-1. And that is up for a ball. One ball and one strike. Hernandez pitched last year in the Pirates organization. Actually pitched with a big league club. Then a trade brought him to the Dodger organization. Swing and a miss. Now it's 1-2 to Shea Whitcomb. Whitcomb tonight is 1-for-3. A double back in the third inning and was caught stealing to erase him on the base pass. Guillorme, the lead at first. And that is in for strike three on a slider, and Whitcomb does not challenge. The Space Cowboys do have one challenge remaining. Strike three, and that is out number one in the inning for the left-hander Hernandez.
Slider, back door, but top of the zone for Whitcomb, and I think that based on what we have for StatCast data, that if Whitcomb would have challenged, probably would have lost that challenge, and Sugarland would have been out of them for the remainder of the night.
Now it is Hamilton, lefty on lefty, and he takes a first pitch strike. 0-1 the count. Hernandez pitched in five spring training games Cactus League in Arizona, who are the Dodgers. Here's the 0-1. Foul back to the screen. Now it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, and one out. Pitched a couple of ball games for the Pirates last year after starting the season at AAA Indianapolis. Oh and two. And the pitch. And that's lined into left field, a base hit. Guillorme, a wide turn at second, and he'll get back in as Ward made sure that one didn't roll to the wall. He gets it back in quickly. Hamilton, a base hit to left field. Going the other way, that is the second hit for Hamilton tonight. And now you've got runners at first and second with one out. Oklahoma City 8, Space Cowboys 2. Sugarland batting in the bottom of the seventh inning. And here's Jesus Bastidas. That was a good job, I think, by Ward getting over, because Ward was playing Hamilton to pull the ball, and he was way over in left center field. There's a swing and miss from Bastidas.
Yeah, with nobody on the infield to slow it down on the ball that Hamilton hit, Ward just covering a lot of ground, which we've said it multiple times, but after he fouled that ball off of his knee back in the second, it appears that that's not bothering him the rest of tonight.
0-1 is fouled back to the screen. Now it's 0-2. Either that or he just has a high tolerance for pain, which that foul ball that he hit did not look like it was easy to recover from. And in fact, with a hit, when he got that hit, went over to first base, he was noticed to be limping. Here's the 0-2. Bastidas cannot hold up his swing. The ball is in the dirt, a slider blocked by the catcher rushing. That's a swinging strikeout. Two strikeouts for Jose Hernandez, the reliever for Oklahoma City, in this seventh inning. Now it's Tommy Sacco Jr. And a bat from the right side.
We have a delay as something is, there's a popcorn bucket that's fallen off of the railing over there and dropped onto the field.
Center fielder James Outman going over to the warning track in front of the Daikin sign in left center field to pick it up and give it back to the fan. We're all ready to go now with Sacco Jr. with runners at first and second for Sugarland in the bottom of the seventh inning, 8-2 Oklahoma City. Hernandez, the left-hander, looks back to second. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes to Tommy Sacco Jr.
You know, we see it all the time here in the minors. There's just stuff that comes onto the field to play. It's just part of it. There's the berm. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Things happen. The 1-0. Slider missing, ball two.
However, in spring training this year, obviously spring training, kind of a minor league feel to it. Jose Altuve is new to left field, and there was something that came onto the field to play, and Altuve didn't realize that, hey, that's your responsibility to go pick it up off of the field and throw it back over the fence.
2-0. Way high for ball three to Tommy Sacco Jr. Now it's 3-0. The runner at second base, Guillorme. The runner at first is Hamilton. I think Altuve was so used to playing over the infield. Oh, yeah, I got to go do that. 3-0. Low ball four, and that is a walk. Sacco going over to first base. It loads the bases for one of last night's heroes, Zach Short, third baseman tonight for the Space Cowboys, is 0-for-1. He struck out back in the second, but he walked in the fourth, and he walked in the sixth. And by the way, that is yet another walk for OKC pitching. 8 walks tonight. And they have walked at least one Space Cowboy hitter in every inning. Guillorme now at third base. Hamilton at second. Sacco at first. And Short, the third baseman, a right-handed batter, coming up to the plate. Brief visit from pitching coach Dave Anderson. Now the meeting is over and we're ready to go with Short, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. And it's low, ball one from Jose Hernandez. The left-hander Hernandez, as I mentioned, is the fourth pitcher. Following Carlos Duran, Alec Gamboa, and Ryan Sublett. 1-0. Low, ball two. Fastball at 94. A little low and inside.
Misael Tamarez is warming for Sugarland, but right now nobody throwing for the Comets in their bullpen.
Hernandez comes set at the belt. 2-0. That's a strike on the outer half of the plate. Fastball.
Obviously two outs in the inning, so you're hoping that Hernandez can get out of a jam, but a couple of walks have put him in this tough spot here in this frame.
Space Cowboys would like to put up a number on the scoreboard in the bottom of the seventh. Fly ball down the left field line. High towering fly ball that's going to be well out of the ballpark, but well foul. A change, and Zach Short was ahead on that pitch, pulling it well foul, but he hit it very well. Put a charge into the crowd. You could hear it. Now it's 2-2. Rushing sets up on the outer half of the plate, and that's going to be a comebacker and a throw to home, and Hernandez throws to Rushing, forcing Guillorme at third base. Fielder's choice for Short, and that does it for the Space Cowboys. They leave the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh, coming away with no runs on one hit. Six-run lead for Oklahoma City, 8-2. And the eighth inning is coming up next along the Space Cowboy Broadcast Network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Eighth inning starting, Space Cowboys trailing Oklahoma City 8-2, and a new hurler on for the Space Cowboys is the right-hander Misael Tamarez. Tamarez, 6'3", 208-pound right-hander, 25 years old, from San Pedro de Macari in the Dominican Republic. Originally signed by the Astros back in 2019. As something else has gotten onto the field here. Luis Guillorme is going to have to go a long way to pick that up. And you know what? It might be that the gate that pitchers and personnel exit through to get back to the clubhouse might not have been closed all the way. How about Guillorme making the long run over there? That's a veteran who says, Quincy Hamilton, you have to do a lot of running to get to and from right. But now I think Hamilton's also hearing it from the bullpen. Why Guillorme, the Major League veteran's the one who had to go shut it. Weak Tapper is out towards the mound. Tamarez jogs over, collects the two hopper, and underhands to Whitcomb for out number one. I mean, Guillorme, 30 years old.
Yeah.
And big league time, spent time last year exclusively in the major leagues. And just out there hustling to help out with stadium maintenance. Here's Hae-Sung Kim, who's had quite the night this evening. He's driven in four as Hudson is going to pop up as soon as Tamarez is about to have a pitch timer violation. And I'll go out and have a word with him to dodge that. Kim this evening is 2-for-3 with a double, a triple, four RBIs. Also has a walk and a run scored. His only out tonight was a sharp liner to center. Meeting on the mound is over. And here is Kim. Hudson sets a low target and Tamarez deals. First pitch changeup is outside. Well, Tamarez last season started off as a starter for the Space Cowboys. That's what he came up through the lower minors as, and he was a starter and a piggybacker in 2023 with Chicago. 1-0 was low and in, it's 2-0. In 2023, he actually led the Space Cowboys in innings pitched. He was the only hurler that threw more than 100 innings that year. He threw 100 and a third frames. The set and the 2-0. High. It's three balls and no strikes to Kim. But last season, Tamarez started the year in the rotation for Sugarland and began the year well, but then started getting hit hard. 3-0, Kim steps back and he takes a called strike on the inner edge. And so the decision was made first to move Tamarez to the bullpen and try and shorten up his outings. But then his struggles still continued at that point. 3-1. Inner edge missed with a fastball. That is ball four. So Kim works a five-pitch walk. He is on. And that brings up rushing with one out. But Tamarez was placed on the development list, stayed with Sugarland, and worked with the coaching staff to rework his delivery and throw from a lower arm slot. And then also, really, what he's added this offseason and threw down in the Dominican Winter League was a heavy sinking ball. First offer on the way. And that is on the inner edge for a strike. It's 0-1. Because Tamarez, whenever he was at his best with his old delivery, he was operating like most pitchers in this era of pitching where you go four-seam at the top of the zone. 0-1. Misses high and away with the change. It's one ball and one strike. But instead now he has developed a sinker, and that is what he has primarily utilized. And now he'll be pitching in shorter spans. Came off the development list and threw well for the Space Cowboys at the end of the year. This is grounded right side and threw into right field. Long run over for Hamilton. So Kim is going to head around second base and get to third on a base hit by Dalton Rushing. After rushing, got a sack fly back in the fourth. That's his first hit of the night. And there's men on the corners with only one out now for Alex Friedland. 8-2, the Comets leading the Space Cowboys.
Space Cowboys don't want to allow Oklahoma City any more runs, trailing already by six, and you've got 6 outs to play with.
But here is Friedland, who has singled twice, scored a run, walked, and lined out to left. First offer comes home. Low and in. Hudson on his knees, stretching in towards the left-handed batter, Freeland. Sacco is relatively deep and left for a switch hitter batting left. 1-0. A little outside. Two balls and no strikes. Oklahoma City with two in the second, four in the fourth, and two in the seventh. Space Cowboys with singular tallies in the first and the fifth. Tavares, the 2-0 pitch. And a check swing liner into the netting, foul third base side. It's 2-1 now to Freeland. But for Tamarez, after he came back with the Space Cowboys last year in 14 appearances, pitched to a 2.25 ERA that was four earned runs in 16 innings. 2-1 is up and away. It's 3-1. Did not allow a run in seven of his final nine appearances. That included throwing a scoreless eighth inning in game one of the Pacific Coast League Championship Series. Here's a 3-1 to Freeland. And that's grounded out to second. Might be two. Guillorme goes to second for one. Bastidas the turn. That is in time. Effective use of the sinker by Misael Tavares, who gets out of a runners on the corners jam thanks to a 4-6-3 twin killing. We move to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Oklahoma City 8 and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 2. Now this from your local stations.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
A 2 Oklahoma City leading over Sugar Land as we move to the last of the eighth inning. It's Joe Hudson, Kennedy Corona, and Bryce Matthews, the three scheduled to hit for Sugar Land. Lefty Jose Hernandez, who got out of a bases-loaded jam in the seventh, is back out to continue pitching here in the eighth inning. And he deals home a first pitch that misses to Joe Hudson. For a ball, it's 1-0. Hudson is 0-3 tonight. He has struck out each of his first three times up. 1-0. On the outer half at 94 for a strike, it's 1-1. There is some right-handed action for OKC out in their bullpen. Space Cowboys also have a right-hander warming. We can tell that it's Miguel Castro for Sugarland. Fastball's wide, and it's now two balls and a strike to Hudson. And is about to throw his 26th pitch after he came in the seventh. 2-1. In there for a strike. Runs the count even. You know, last inning for the Space Cowboys just demonstrates how tough baseball is. I think so many people forget. Zach Short crushed a ball, home run distance, but he was just out in front of it, foul. And then he hits a little nubber for the last out. 2-2 is rolled out to third. Glove cleanly on a hop by Freeland. Shuffles the feet and uncorks one to first for the out. Freeland's got a really strong arm over at third. He didn't need it there.
Yeah.
but he makes the play, and it brings up Kennedy Corona.
I really like the way that Freeland plays third base. Of course, he played shortstop last night, also played a good shortstop last night. He's just a good athletic. He's got good range and a strong arm.
So with one going, here's Kennedy Corona, right-handed batter against the lefty Hernandez. And a fastball, outer half for a called strike. Space Cowboys have one challenge remaining. Oklahoma City used up both of theirs in the first two innings tonight. A one. Corona steps out of the way of a back foot fastball. And it's even a one ball and one strike. Up the road at Daikin Park, close game again. Astros 2-1 leaders over the Mets right now. In the top of the ninth inning, Josh Hader is on for the second time in 3 days. 1-1, Corona swings and misses at a changeup.
Well, he can go like that, especially with the off day tomorrow.
Yeah. Astros do have that aforementioned off day, and then welcome in the San Francisco Giants coming up next week. 1-2. Corona stays alive as he fouls it off right at home.
Won't get to see Justin Verlander because Verlander pitched today for San Francisco. Started the game with five innings. Came away with a no decision.
Did you see the score in the Bronx today? I walked into the clubhouse here at Constellation Field as the 1-2 is high and looked up, and it was 16-4. The Yankees were leading the Brewers, and the game was in the fourth inning.
Wow.
Final score was 20-9. As Corona shoots one foul, first base side, well down the line foul. Hey, we've had a 20-9 game that we've done, not at altitude either.
Yeah.
At Nestor Cortez, a rather rude return to the Bronx as the Yankees blitzed him today. They got four in the first inning. Cortez gave up eight runs. As this pitch is in there, strike three called against Corona. Fastball from Hernandez. That's his third punch out.
You know, with the score being 20-9, you would think that that'd be a long game, but the game time was only 3 hours and 5 minutes.
God bless the pitch clock. That's all I have to say about that. Well, Hernandez got a couple to start off this eighth inning, but now with new manager Scott Hennessy coming out, looks like he will make the call to the bullpen. So we have a pitching change. Space Cowboys trailing Oklahoma City 8-2. His call to the bullpen here with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Pitching change for Oklahoma City with the bases empty and two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. The Comets leading the Space Cowboys 8-2. And the new hurler is the right-hander Sam Carlson, making his first career outing in the Dodgers organization and also making his AAA debut this evening. Spent all of last season in the Brewers organization, pitching for AA Biloxi in the Southern League. He gets Bryce Matthews with two outs. And the first offer on the way. And Matthews swings and misses at a fastball for strike number one. Carlson last year, 44 appearances out of the pen for the Shuckers in AA. 4-2 with a 4.25 ERA. The 0-1. And a sweeper misses low. It's one ball and one strike. Carlson was originally a second-round pick by the Mariners in 2017 out of Burnsville High School in Burnsville, Minnesota. 1-1. Matthews, a little tapper, coming off of the mound. Carlson in between the third base line, and he throws high, and it gets away off the tarp. Matthews will turn, and he'll head into second. So a little tapper, but because Carlson had to go a long way closer to the foul line to get it, his throw was high, and so Bryce Matthews reaches. Well, that is what speed will do. Carlson fielded it cleanly, but then because he threw it slightly from a lower arm slot, the throw goes high and Matthews is able to reach.
Not sure a good throw gets Matthews either, because the is more of a swinging bunt.
Well, they've given it as an E1, though, for two bases, and now it's Luis Guillorme. He takes a pitch out for a ball. The Space Cowboys trying to start another comeback late in this game. They trail it 8-2. The hold and the 1-0. And Guillorme, a pop-up out into left. Long run in for Ward, angling into foul territory and shy of the wall. And foul ground and lefties there to make the catch. So the error comes to nothing. And we go to the ninth inning. It's Oklahoma City 8, Sugar Land 2. The Sugar Land Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a five-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Start of the ninth inning, Space Cowboys trailing Oklahoma City 8-2. Sugarland will head to their bullpen and bring in the fourth reliever of the night as they'll turn to the right-hander, Miguel Castro. Castro's 6'7", 210-pound right-hander, 30 years old from La Romana in the Dominican Republic. Signed as a free agent by the Astros this offseason and was brought in with a chance to make the Astros and be a part of their bullpen in camp this year, but instead is here with the Space Cowboys to start the year. He'll get 4-5-6 outman Chavis and Rosario, lefty, righty, lefty, here in this frame. First pitch on the way. And Outman, a little tipper foul for his strike number one. Castro comes into this season with just a little over 8 years of Major League experience. Next offer, changeup, finds the inner edge for a strike. He's pitched in the Major Leagues for Toronto, Colorado, Baltimore, both New York teams, and most recently Arizona in 2023 and 2024. Swing and a miss here, and Altman is down on strikes. Off speed for Castro, who is armed with a high velocity fastball. And he gets a strikeout for out number one.
Ball tumbling movement down. Altman susceptible to the strikeout. Comes up empty on that cut.
So now it's Michael Chavis, right-handed batter. Castro delivers. And Chavis chases a slider for a strike.
The slider's got some wicked movement down and away.
Well, Castro had the best season of his career in the majors 2 years ago when he made a National League high 75 appearances with the Diamondbacks. This is dealt in for a strike. Was second or tied for second in Major League Baseball for appearances. 0-2 off the plate with that wicked slider. Seven saves, a new career high that season for Castro. Obviously helped the Diamondbacks barnstorm their way to the World Series, stunning both the Dodgers and the Phillies. 1-2 fastball, slightly outside. Sinker at 93. And the count is run even at 2-2. Here's the offer. Grounder, third base side, but foul. By the way, one of the starters who helped the Diamondbacks engineer that run and looks like he's going to be a piece of their future for a long time, who we saw in this league just a couple of years ago, Brandon Pfaadt, signed a 5-year extension today with the Diamondbacks. So they have locked down someone they think is going to be a part of their rotation moving forward. 2-2 is an inside-out bouncer out to second. Low hopper that Guillorme quickly drinks up and makes a fast exchange to throw to Whitcomb for out number two. Curious the Diamondbacks would make that extension a week into the season. Of course, Diamondbacks also are carrying Jordan Montgomery this year. He was probably going to be in their bullpen, but now he is going to miss the year with Tommy John surgery. First offer on the way to Eddie Rosario, swings and misses. For a strike, it is 0-1.
Montgomery hasn't been able to recover since that 2023 season with the Rangers.
Which he was finally, really finally found a home, you felt like there. Yeah. As the 0-1 is fouled off. And remember that he was expecting a bidding war for his services, and that was kind of the quote-unquote failed offseason of Scott Boras. At least Montgomery certainly thought so, because he fired Scott Boras and hired new representatives and was very public about it. 0-2 changeup is outside. It's 1-2. Because you felt like maybe a reunion with the Rangers, who obviously didn't have a ton of money to spend because they had put so much into their middle infield and Jacob deGrom, as the 1-2. His bounce foul. So they weren't going to be able to break the bank in terms of money. But then the expectation was like, well, a landing spot for Montgomery probably would have been Boston. His wife was working up there, but the Red Sox were not in the consideration. 1-2, Rosario lifts it out of play, foul left side. Now, of course, the Diamondbacks, they did end up signing Corbin Burnes this offseason, so they have him locked. Next offer, inside-out swing, base hit left side. Eddie Rosario, clinical hitter, comes away with his third knock of the night. And the Space Cowboys are robbed of a chance to throw the first 1-2-3 inning of the night.
Professional hitter who's done it at the big league level before, winning the championship series MVP, coincidentally, against the Dodgers back in 2021, with Rosario just going opposite field to left.
So now it's Hunter Fiducia. And this is fouled off at the plate. Fiducia might have fouled it off of his foot.
Remember Eddie Rosario getting that walk-off hit against the Dodgers in Game 2 and the championship series back in 21. Austin Riley got that game-winning single in Game 1, so the Dodgers suffered back-to-back walk-off losses to the Braves. Braves en route to their World Series title.
The one is low. It's 1-1. You know, I think that that Atlanta team really changed up the calculus for a lot of major league clubs ever since the 1-1. Inside 2-1 because of the fact that they were below 500, right at 500 team all the way until the end of July. But Alex Anthopoulos and Dana Brown, who was a part of that front office at the time, they still went out and added pieces. 2-1 is low and in, Rosario being one of them, and then they added Jock Peterson in. And they got guys who were very productive, but then they turned it around and won the World Series. And so, you know, I think that changes the calculus for teams that care about winning to say, hey, you know what, if we're right around 500, there's still a chance for us to get there. 3-1 misses low for ball four.
Also, the Braves, the previous year, still had a lot of those pieces that made a championship series run that lost to the Dodgers when they played those games in Arlington with the COVID year. So they had a lot of pieces, and they felt that the front office felt, you know what, we add a piece here or there that we'll go out and get it. And they certainly got hot, and we've seen it before, like the Diamondbacks getting hot and getting into the World Series.
Gerstoffer is in for a strike award. It's 0-1. 8-2, Oklahoma City leading Sugarland here in the top of the ninth inning. Miguel Castro got the first two outs, but then Rosario an opposite field single and a walk to Fiducia, 0-1. Low and in. Castro comes away looking at the mound. His landing spot is probably slightly different than just about every other pitcher with his 6'8 frame out there.
Long strides for Castro.
Right-hander sets chest high. Here's the 1-1 to Ward. And a swing and a tipper by Ward came in with a slider towards the lefty.
He's got that three-quarters delivery coming down to a left-handed batter, down and in, pitching into that back foot.
Castro looks back, the 1-2. He's shot over towards the Space Cowboys dugout, foul.
Try to go that same pitch, same location, and that was a good swing by Ward. They stay alive.
Let's see the fifth pitch of this at-bat. Two gone, runners on first and second. And the 1-2. Poked in the air out into left. Coming on, though, is Sacco, and he will get there to make a one-handed catch for the final out. So Miguel Castro throws a scoreless top of the ninth. Well, it was a 3-run rally to come back and tie it last night for Sugarland. Space Cowboys are looking for 6 tonight. Crazy things happen at Constellation Field. Last call for Sugarland with Whitcomb, Hamilton, and Vecitas. Two up next on the Sugarland Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Here's Space Cowboys number 10, Shea Whitcomb. Bottom of the ninth inning, Space Cowboys trailing Oklahoma City 8-2. 3-4-5, Whitcomb, Hamilton, and Bastina Stew up. Sam Carlson still on the mound for Oklahoma City. And he'll face off against Whitcomb to lead it off here. So Sugarland, who came back and rallied and won in the ninth inning last night, looking to outdo themselves here. Carlson readies from the first base side of the rubber, brings it home. Misses well wide with a slider. It's 1-0. Whitcomb so far tonight is 1-for-4. He doubled back in the third, but he's grounded out and struck out twice. 1-0. Swing and a miss, inner edge sinker at 92. Space Cowboys, the double by Whitcomb is their only extra base hit tonight. As the 1-1. Hit high in the air, but playable out into center. Now coming in is Kim, and he'll come back to the infield dirt as the wind knocks that down. And there's one out here in the ninth.
The wind hasn't been much of a factor tonight. In fact, there was hardly any wind for most of this game. Now it's blowing in a little bit from the southeast. Not strong, but I think the wind got a hold of that and played some tricks on the infield, but Kim was able to stay with it, make the play.
Now it's Hamilton. He goes down to an easy, swings and misses at a slider for strike one. The flags were still out in right field for a little while there, but they are back and blowing in from right field. The prevailing wind pattern here in Sugarland. Right-hander Carlson, the 0-1. Pop foul, it's 0-2. Well, unless the Space Cowboys can come up with a rally, we'll have a rubber match tomorrow between Sugarland and OKC. Right-hander Bobby Miller is going to go for the Comets. Meanwhile, the right-hander Lance McCullers Jr. on Major League Rehab for the Space Cowboys. The 0-2 pitch. Hamilton takes strike three, called outside corner. 93-mile-an-hour sinker. Hamilton opts to not challenge. Would have been close, but he is rung up. First unproductive time to the plate tonight for Hamilton. He had singled twice, walked, and his only out was an RBI ground out. He was driven in both runs, so the last chance for Sugarland is Jesus Bastidas. First offer comes home, and a sweeper is over for a strike. It's 0-1. The set. And the 0-1. Low one out.
Well, that strikeout with Hamilton looking. They've had a lot of walks. Space Cowboys have also struck out quite a bit. 14 times tonight, Sugarland has struck out.
Well, they still have worked 8 walks, as he said. 1-1 is low. So Space Cowboys, back-to-back nights that they have worked 8 free passes. Just one more strikeout last night, 8 walks tonight, strikeouts tonight, 14 strikeouts. So this is what has hurt Sugarland this evening, is not putting the ball in play the way they need to. 2-1 is down low, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. 8 punch outs for the starter, Carlos Duran.
I think that Duran had I was impressed by his stuff tonight.
3-1 pitch. Bastidas swings and misses, and Sugarland is down to their last strike here.
Even though he was a little wild, 4 walks in the 4 1/3 innings with those 8 strikeouts. And he was moving the ball all around, and he set the tone, I believe.
2 outs and the base is empty. And the payoff to Bastidas, taken down low, ball 4. So there's the 9th walk for Space Cowboys batters tonight. And with Bastidas walking, Joe Hudson and Shea Whitcomb are the only batters who have not worked a walk this evening. Whitcomb obviously with his double tonight, so he's been on base. So here's Tommy Sacco Jr. Switch hitter who will bat left against the right-hander Carlson. First offer, there goes Bastidas. He'll get second on defensive indifference with a called strike. Not being held on at first, and also not even a thought for either rushing to throw it or for Kim to cover second. The 0-1 inside.
Yeah, their focus is getting Tommy Sacco Jr. out and getting into the clubhouse and evening the series.
Right-hander Carlson, here's his 1-1 delivery home to Sacco. Breaking ball swung over and missed, and it's 1-2 now. Sacco tonight, a single back in the second. Strikeout and a ground out, but he walked his last time in the seventh. Trying to extend the game and get something going with two outs here. Bastidas off of second, and the 1-2 pitch. Sacco takes, strike three called, inner edge, and that's the ball game. Oklahoma City scores 8 tonight and gets their first win as the Comets, as they take down the Space Cowboys this evening by a final score of 8-2. When we come back, post-game show to wrap it all up on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at Regions.com/Green Print. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Welcome back to Constellation Field. Space Cowboys fall tonight to the Oklahoma City Comets by a final score of 8-2. Gary Green with you here alongside Gerald Sanchez. Space Cowboys got out to the lead in the first inning. Bryce Matthews walked, stole second, and then scored on an RBI ground out by Quincy Hamilton. But Hesong Kim, a 4-RBI night, he drove in 2 with a 2-out double in the second. And then the big difference in this game was the 4-run fourth inning for Oklahoma City, in which Hunter Fiducia doubled in a run and Kim hit a 2-RBI triple. That made it 6-2. Sugarland got a run back in the fifth. That came on a Quincy Hamilton RBI infield single. But then OKC added on 2 more thanks to a double by Rosario and a single by Fiducia to make it 8-2. Space Cowboys' last best scoring chance came in the seventh, when they had the bases loaded and 2 out, Zach Short hit a foul ball grand slam, but then ended up grounding out to a fielder's choice. That ended the inning. Space Cowboys had base runners in every game tonight, but were just unable to come up with a big hit. For a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, here is Gerald Sanchez.
All right, Garrett, this is the only final so far in the Pacific Coast League. Still going on, top of the sixth inning at El Paso. Salt Lake leads by a score of 5-2. Salt Lake getting 4 runs at the top of the first for their 3-run lead. In the bottom of the fifth, at Tacoma, Round Rock and Tacoma, the Rainiers, they are tied at 1. Tacoma getting a run in the bottom of the fourth to tie that game 1-1, bottom of the fifth against Round Rock. Middle of the second inning, Albuquerque and Sacramento at Sacramento. Albuquerque getting a run in the top of the first, but Sacramento answering with two in the bottom of the first as they're in the bottom of the second. Sacramento leading 2-1 at Sutter Healthcare Park. And in the top of the first inning, just underway, Reno and Las Vegas, they are scoreless. And for the Astros, they win by a score of 2-1. The Astros' Spencer Arrighetti gets the win as Arrighetti starts, and he goes six innings, allowing just one hit and one run. He walked two, struck out five. Jeremy Pena getting a home run in the fifth inning against the starter Canning for the Mets as the Astros win, and Josh Hader pitches a scoreless ninth for his second save of the season. So the Astros win the series against the Mets 2-1 as the final score, 2-1. Astros have an off day tomorrow, and then San Francisco comes into town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But no Justin Verlander. Verlander pitched today in a 3-2 loss to the Cincinnati Reds. He came away with no decision, pitching five innings. But we're looking forward to seeing Verlander pitch that Monday or Tuesday, maybe at the back end of the rotation for the Giants, but not happening. So maybe another time. But final score again from Daikin Park, Astros 2 and Mets 1.
How about that for the Astros, though? Remember last year they had a couple of games against the Yankees that were very winnable, and they ended up getting swept in that series that put them in the hole that they were in. Now you get that first series, you win 2 out of 3, and you push yourself forward. No Justin Verlander to worry about, so maybe you have a chance to see if you can come away with something and come away with a victory.
Man, it's always important to get those early series wins and those early season wins. It just to set yourself up nicely, and you want your starters to go deeper into the ball games, and that's certainly Framber going seven innings and then Arrighetti going six innings tonight. That's good for the bullpen because you don't tax it as much. So early on, good stuff from the Astros. Jeremy Pena swinging a good bat, too.
Yes, he is. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Oklahoma City, 8 runs on 14 hits. They committed 2 errors and left 9 men on base. Oklahoma City goes 6 for 14 with runners in scoring position tonight. For the Space Cowboys, 2 runs on 6 hits, no errors. Space Cowboys left 13 men on base tonight and went 2 for 12 with runners in scoring position. So the good news is they continue to put men on base and give themselves scoring chances. The bad news for tonight, just not able to come away with that, but it is game 2 of the season, and there's still a lot left to go. Winning pitcher this evening is Ryan Sublett. He gets the win. He's 1-0. Loss tonight goes to Aaron Brown. He drops to 0-1. Tonight's game took 3 hours and 1 minute in front of a crowd of 4,070 on an 84-degree night here in Sugar Land. With the win, Oklahoma City is now 1-1. With the loss, the Space Cowboys are now 1-1. So that sets up a rubber match tomorrow. Something you don't get to say hardly at all in the Pacific Coast League because of our 6-game series that we play. There's a winner, there's a loser. Well, tomorrow we'll have a split, I guess you could say. There, no splits in a 3-game series. Space Cowboys are going to have the right-hander Lance McCullers Jr. on the mound on a Major League rehab assignment. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City is going to throw the right-hander Bobby Miller. That game is at 2:05 p.m. Central Time, so it will be on the air for you coming up tomorrow at 1:50 from right here at Constellation Field. A reminder, you can tune in and catch us at slspacecowboys.com on our streaming app if you're out and about running around on your Sunday, or you can catch us on Bally Sports Live for free tomorrow, and you can also watch us on MLB.tv. Big thanks to Gerald Sanchez for all of his fantastic work this evening. As we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Saturday night, whether you're with us for an out, an inning, or the entirety of this one. We're so thrilled that you made Sugar Land Space Cowboys baseball a part of your night. So for Gerald Sanchez, I'm Gary Green saying so long from here at Constellation Field. Your final score, the Oklahoma City Comets 8, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 2. Rubber match tomorrow. We'll talk to you at 2 o'clock from right here at Constellation Field. Until then, good night from Sugar Land, Texas.